Dear family and friends, again, just want to share what a privilege it was to get to know Fran, to visit her, to get to know some of you, especially Alan and Charlotte and Debbie in our conversations. I think one thing that really, just some words to kind of put everything together here. I think one thing that really stood out in my conversations with Alan and I know Charlotte in the past is that Fran was really dependable. You could really count on her. And I heard it in what you were sharing there, Alan. Every morning you could count on breakfast being made, French toast, pancakes, bacon, and eggs. There was no way she was going to send you off to school with a hungry stomach. Every day ended with homework getting done. There was no way she was going to let you guys show up without an assignment getting done. Interesting note that she got such a good grade on social studies. That was impressive. Yeah. Christmas lists for the kids. I heard it wasn't just one item that was purchased, but she made sure everything was purchased and wrapped and underneath the Christmas. See, this is a dependable. Isn't that a beautiful thing? And I think if we were to ask employees that worked with Roy or Fran and Rice's in the pharmacy or at Town and Country or Timbertown, the real estate company she worked with, they would say the same thing. She was very dependable. And so what do we do now for those who are living, those who are experiencing the death of Fran, someone so dependable that you could count on now she's no longer here? I think one thing I'd like to encourage you with and give some comfort is that she did have a good shepherd in Jesus. And Jesus is dependable. The words that were read, John chapter 5, I kind of have a different translation for those words. And see, Jesus didn't just speak words of comfort to kind of make us relax. He did some of that. But see, he was actually, in his words, trying to say tangibly, I'm going to give you something that you can hang all your security, all your certainty on, and that's going to be your comfort, and that's how you can count on me. So he said, I'm going to repeat these words. Jesus said, truly, truly, whoever hears my word and believes in the one who sent me has eternal life, will not be condemned. They will cross over from death to life. That's a pretty wild thing to say. They will cross over from death to life. Was he just trying to be comforting? No, I think Jesus, what he was saying was that will actually happen. Jesus did cross over from death to life. He was put on a cross. He did die. He no longer was breathing, was placed into a tomb, and in 3 days he rose again and he lived for all eternity. So I think there's comfort there. If you're walking on ice that's very thin, and you're not so sure about how each step is going to go, if you see someone out in front who walks across the ice, that gives confidence and comfort. If you're walking down a really steep terrain, up a mountain, or hiking up through jagged rocks, and you're scared about which way you're going to go, if you see someone ahead of you travel that same terrain, that gives confidence and hope. See, in Fran's death, what we're saying here is there's someone who's actually gone on that journey before her, who's crossed over from death to life. And that shepherd Jesus can do the same for her, carries her through death to life. Life isn't perfect. I really appreciated your stories, Alan, of the times that she got angry. We all do, right? Even as perfect and awesome as Fran was, sin does cause challenge and can really frustrate our lives. One thing that stuck out to me in the stories you were sharing, but I also saw this too in her life, is that whenever she experienced loss or a setback, let's say, she had an attitude that it wasn't permanent. Okay, that's really interesting to me. So examples of that. After the divorce with Merle, and then she married Roy, the fact that she would invite Merle for Thanksgiving and Christmases, divorce can cause a lot of anger and resentment. That didn't sit there. That wasn't permanent. See, she brought a new understanding to the family by inviting Merle in for those meals. Not a lot of people do that. That's fantastic. And then obviously the loss of Karen. There's one child that's not here. back in 2010, and that was hard, from cancer, and we talked about that, but when she talked about it to me, she shared that, you know, I'm going to see Karen again. And she did experience the loss with Roy back in 2014, but again, we talked about what life would be like post the time that she had with Roy, and she said, I'm going to see Roy again. It wasn't permanent, in other words, what she was telling me. So when she experienced setbacks and losses, she had an ability to just see that it wasn't going to be permanent. And when challenges came her way, she really just put her best foot forward and accepted and blessed. And I heard that too, Debbie, when we were talking this last week when you and Alan got married. Yeah, a one-year-old, three-year-old, and five-year-old, and it, not as if every conversation was smooth and easy, but there was a sense that she just accepted and loved and brought you in, and you accepted and loved her, and you guys made a path forward. That's just the beautiful thing about her, is that the setbacks and losses weren't permanent, and that does remind me of another thing I just want to bring up today when we speak about death. And that is, I do believe that's a message Jesus would want us to hold on to, the Good Shepherd. Death is not permanent. Maybe you heard this in Psalm 23. It's a famous little line there, but I want to point it out here, and it's this. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. The psalmist is saying death is like a shadow. Shadows aren't permanent. They come and they go. They don't last forever. There was a famous preacher in the East Coast. His name is Barnhouse. He was in his late 30s. I just wanted to share this story with you because I think this is a good way to wrap this up. The preacher lost his wife, and she was in her late 30s from cancer, and they had four kids under the age of 12. And he had written many sermons, he had read many books about death, but he could not come up with a way to explain it to his children. No way. How could he do this? It was on the day of the funeral that he figured it out. Barnhouse was in the car to go to his wife's funeral, and right next to them in a car, a big moving truck kind of swept on by them, and the shadow of that moving truck just overwhelmed their car. And it was at that point Barnhouse figured out a way to explain it to his kids. And he said this, would you guys rather get hit by the moving truck or would you rather get hit by the shadow of the moving truck? The kids got it. And the oldest child, the 12-year-old, said, I'd much rather, of course, get hit by the shadow of the moving truck. And then that preacher followed up with this, my friends, my children, I want you to know that your mother has just been overwhelmed by the shadow of death. It hasn't really permanently affected her. She is with Jesus, and it's like a shadow that just passes over us. What great comfort and confidence we can have in all the losses and setbacks that we have if we can view them as just shadows and not permanent, even death. That is a clear teaching of Jesus, that we have life after death. Death is just a shadow. Today is sad and filled with grief. There is a change. I don't want to act like there's not a change. You can't have those phone calls, Charlotte, like you had. And you can't have the Elmer's breakfasts, Alan, that you were so faithful in sharing with her each Monday. But our hope is that what's happened for Fran is just a passing of a shadow to eternal life and a reunion with Roy and those she loved. And while we wait here, let us learn the lesson of Fran. That's good for Christians to do, to take in the examples of the saints. And I think one of those things I'm going to remember is the losses and setbacks for Fran were not permanent. So also death. Death is not permanent. She's passed on to life. Let's take that example and live that way in our own lives. Amen.